The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And we have a guest this morning. Her name is Letha Grimes. She's been on the show a couple of times before. She's with Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Let's bring her up online. And good morning, Letha.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good, good. And you have a title of Inland Fisheries Planning.
Yeah, that's the unit that I work with.
That's the unit, okay.
Resources biologist.
Right, yeah. Okay, well, that's cool. Yeah, but you've been with us before and talking, usually a little earlier in the year when you talk about the upcoming youth events and things like that. And, of course, we're almost through that that season with all the fishing derbies and that type of thing. And with the Maryland Fishing Challenge going by the wayside this year, the youth program, I mean, although there's folks still interested in taking kids fishing and that type of thing, the organized part of the youth fishing promotion, and you've still got the webpage and so forth, is kind of lapsed a little bit, I guess you could say. Just give us an update on what's still out there as far as the you know, the youth fishing club and all that type of thing.
Well, the virtual club is still up. You know, we were waiting to see, you know, what kind of trips we would get, and then in September, when we usually have our year-end finale, which we yeah. won't. Now, the fishing challenge still goes on.
Right.
You know, they can still catch an award-sized fish
right.
be entered for prizes. It's just we're not having a finale. So,
right.
you know, kids still get out there and fish. But come September, you know, whatever trips we have donated, we will once again award those,
right.
You know, via the posts from our youth fishing page.
The fishing community and the conservation community are good as far as still offering trips to the youngsters and that type of thing to introduce them to
yes.
the outdoors, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Right.
So. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll still do that and still send out, you know, reminders, you know, about the upcoming events.
Sure.
We're trying to get scheduled another family day. That'll be posted on the page once we, you know, have those dates settled, but that'll probably be sometime in September.
Right.
But school will be back in.
Yeah.
Shortly.
It'll have to be a weekend trip or wait till next year, I guess. I don't know. But,
right.
But, well, you know, you guys are on top of all that, and if anybody's interested in that youth fishing club, it's on the DNR website, so... anyway, we've had some kids in the news, though, here recently about a couple of new state records.
Right. Wow, it's exciting.
It is. You got a little 9-year-old girl that caught a fish bigger than she is.
Yeah, what was she, 60-some pounds, and the fish was over 90 pounds?
Yeah, 94.6-pound cobia, yeah, at Ocean City. They were fishing for... what were they fishing for? Something else. And they thought they might have hooked a shark and turned out to be a big cobia. And that
yeah.
was pretty cool.
That's exciting.
Off of Assateague. And then you've got another 10-year-old boy who caught a state record. He was in Berlin.
Yeah, the Atlantic record for white perch.
Right.
What was that, 1.65 pounds?
Right.
in the Ayers Creek. So, yeah, the kids are taking over these fishing records.
That's great. Hey, it's nice to see him out there and get the notoriety. You know, Ryan Timmons was his name from Berlin, Maryland, yeah. And down in Worcester County, that was the Atlantic record. That's a big white perch. It was over 14 inches, I believe, so... You know,
yeah, that is a really nice size white perch.
That's two sandwiches, for sure.
Yeah.
So
if you know how to fillet it.
If you know how to fillet it, that's right. Yeah. White perch have always been a little bit challenging to me because they're so soft flesh, you know. So you just kind of got to scale them off, and I think fry them whole is probably the way to go, and pick them off the bone. But that's me.
Yeah.
You know, other people may fillet them and be able to do it without the bone. So. But good for them.
Yeah.
So, all right. So
yeah, they are a little. They are very soft flesh.
They are. Yeah, they're hard to.
Have to fry them right away.
They're a little hard to clean. You're right. Scale them and batter them and deep fry them, and you or fry them in a pan, and you're good to go. So season them up good. So we've got a couple things going on in freshwater fisheries. I've got the website up here. We'll talk a little bit about that. Before we get
you're better than I am. I during the storm last night, our internet and phone line got knocked out.
Oh, no. So
I do have my notes in front of me.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
I can't get online or anything.
Okay, well, it's...
I'm on my cell phone this morning.
Oh, man. Okay, I get that. So, yeah, how bad was the storm? You're up in Washington County? Frederick County.
Yeah, in Hagerstown area.
Yeah, how bad was the storm up there?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, it was, but something knocked my phone and internet out, so I was in the basement, to be honest with you.
Must have been nasty. So,
all right. A couple loud bangs.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Okay, well, let's see. You've got five changes is what we're talking about here. Number one is to extend the upper boundary on the north branch of the Potomac River's upper catch and return trout fishing area upstream by about 600 feet to the public access point along Senator Sarbanes Trail.
Yes. This area, it's... it's owned, you know, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, they approached DNR and asked us to increase the public access area. And it's owned by the Jennings-Randolph Lake Project. And
right.
We thought that this would be a great idea, you know, if they would allow anglers in, because it gives the anglers more public access all along the area. So. So we're going to propose that for 2017.
Right now, it's it's a long walk to get
from
the public access area, 500 feet or 200 yards or whatever it is to be able to actually fish the river there. So they're going to extend that boundary upstream where the trail, Senator Sarbanes Trail, meets the river.
Right.
And then the Army Corps of Engineers will say, here's X marks the spot, and here's where you're allowed to start fishing. Is that pretty much?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I guess there'll be markers and signs and that type of thing. And, you know, there'll certainly be a notice of where you're allowed to start fishing, that's for sure. So
right.
It says also, there's what the proposals or the discussion talks about, if this additional stretch of the river would be open to public fishing, inland fisheries, that you folks, would have additional stocking locations. There's only one stocking location right now as far as an access point in the upper catch and return trout fishing area. So you got another 200 yards there where you can be able to put some additional fish.
Right.
Got it.
So it's a win-win.
Yeah, it sounds like a win-win for everybody, for the trout fishermen and you know, the folks that want to access the river right there and be legal about it and have a little better access to it, a little safer access to it probably. So, okay, well, that's number one. And do you see any issues with that or anybody opposing this or anybody alarmed by any of that?
I don't think so. That one we should be good on that one.
Okay.
I hope.
All right. Then we got the closure period from a 1, and I can't remember what 1 denotes, to a 0.
Okay, the number one closure is usually the first, it's for the 3 weeks in March. It's usually the first Sunday after the 4th of March through the last Saturday of March. So that would be for 2017. I'm not exactly sure of the dates, but
right.
It's usually the longest. It's the 3 week closure.
Right. Well, okay, then they want to change that to a zero, which means no closures at all.
No closures at all.
Under the put-and-take trout fishing area of Georges Creek, Accident Pond, Muddy Creek, and Little Yauk River, Little Youghiogheny River. Those are all Garrett County, I believe, are they not?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So those water bodies are closed to fishing for up to 3 weeks after the initial stocking. And the catch rates were low or non-existent by opening day. Georges Creek has acid mine drainage issues and is very flashy stream during rain events. So that means that the mine drainage acid during a rainstorm will just wipe that population of trout out just because the acid washes off the rocks and stream banks and things like
yeah.
that. It doesn't normally affect the water quality unless you do have a rain event, and then there's nothing to fish for anyway. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
Got it. So then the lower portion of Georges Creek, same creek we're talking about, has youth and blind trout fishing areas. It's no longer stocked due to the periodic acid mine drainage issues. Correct?
Yes.
So what they're suggesting is if you open it year-round, people at least have an opportunity to catch some trout prior to any particular rain event that you might have there that would tend to take care of the fishing.
Right. And usually, you know, by not having a closure, it opens up the opportunity for angling, you know, right away.
Yeah, so, I mean, wow. They stock it, and it's 3 weeks till you can fish it, and usually in the early spring up there in Garrett County, you get a lot of rainfall and that type of
rain
thing. So,
and, you know,
yeah, so what,
melt runoff. And,
right, so what's the point of stocking it would be my question, but, you know, it is apparently a popular area when it's rain-free, and the fish are able to survive, so. Okay, then you've got Accident Pond and Little Yauk River basically serve the local community's fishing location. Inland fishery staff believes anglers travel from afar to fish these locations. Accident Pond is frequently fished by the youngsters in the community since it's located adjacent to Town Park, and the Little Yauk River within the town of Oakland is also a very flashy stream and does become quite turbid during rain events. Muddy Creek has experienced fish kills due to acidification, but the fish kills have been avoided since the limestone was deposited in the stream from 1999 till now. But during heavy snowmelt events, the pH can still dip below 6, so it's always, it's on the brink from time to time for viability for the trout. So the idea is offer a better return. If you're going to stock it, rather than have the closure, as discussed, you know, previously, just change it to a zero and give people another 90 days to fish the creek, right?
Right.
84 days,
right.
I guess. Well, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, it's a water quality thing with the acidification, strip mine runoff, and things like that. That's happened years and years and years ago. This is nothing that's happened, you know, currently, but that. The soil is still acidic enough to drop the pH level down to where trout survivability is not a very high deal.
Right.
Okay, good.
And there's been some complaints from time to time that the fish aren't there when, you know, after the 3 week closure period. So,
right.
Now, I thought this was a good solution.
Yeah. Now, I noticed there's a couple of side notes here on your notes. The Accident Pond and the Little Yauk River have to get support from the town of Accident and the town of Oakland to gain
support.
Well, that's
already been approved by them.
So the local government's already been approved, and these scoping regulations are out there. So, all right, we're going to take our first break, Letha. When we come back, we'll talk about the trout stamp, the new scoping regulations for the trout stamp, okay?
Okay.
Hang on there.
Alrighty.
Okay. Very good. All right, folks, it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Now, look, Clyde Sports Shop is your full line Browning dealer. And we got a couple guns here. Looking at I put that Hell's Canyon Speed, that X-Bolt, in my hands the other day when I was down there. Boy, that's a sweet firearm. No question about it. The Hell's Canyon Speed bolt action rifle has the arid urban camouflage, a Dura-Touch finish, composite stock, a Cerakote finished barrel, fluted sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, and bolt action, of course. And it comes in select calibers, some standard and magnum calibers. It's a beautiful, lightweight firearm. And it'll do the job for you. It'll be, I'm sure, with the proper optics, it'll be very, very accurate. But it's just a nice, light rifle. This is the gun you want to take out west with you and put good optics on it, and you'll be very happy to do that. For your standard deer hunting, bear hunting, even big game hunting, if you like, the new AB3, the A-Bolt 3 Hunter. This is a combination package gun from the factory. They've got a scope-mounted Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope with all the elevation dots and that type of thing. It's got a double-stacked detachable magazine, a 60-degree throw bolt action, and a walnut stock and a blued barrel. It's a pretty gun. It's a kind of a throwback gun back to the days when you could buy a beautiful gun with a walnut stock and be proud to show that thing off. Here, take a look at that, buddy. How do you like that rifle? Huh? That's a nice one, ain't it? Yeah, well, that's what the AB3 is, with a factory-installed scope. Very, very reasonably priced. Comes in 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7 Remington mag, and 300 Win mag. It's available at a very reasonable price at Clyde Sports Shop. By the way, that Hell's Canyon comes in some pretty unique calibers as well. Now, I want to tell you about the X-Bolt. This is your better bolt-action rifle from Browning. It's an extremely accurate rifle. The X-Bolt has some beautiful features. Comes in all standard Magnum short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, and detachable rotary magazine. When you're down at Clyde's looking at these rifles for deer hunting and big game hunting, maybe you're headed out west this year, maybe you got pulled for a elk hunt or a, you know, you never know. And you're checking out these rifles, be sure to check out the X-Bolt, the standard X-Bolt rifle. Not the Hell's Canyon, not the A-Bolt, but the X-Bolt. This is a beautiful firearm, and it's very accurate. And you want to take care of checking that out. So stop by Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, gun owners, hunters, shooters, listen. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, for service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, that would be hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, Check that out, hafersguns.com. And they have an extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstate 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web, hafersguns.com, or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for a field edge or deep in the woods or out in the marsh? Well, choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, their new soft side hunting blinds, and their hay bale blinds provide great visibility all around and shot angles for your bow, firearms, muzzle loader, and crossbow. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Stephen House. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500, 301-331-2500 for Redneck Blinds. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time only on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buds, baits, and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, and flutes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm
I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, here we go. We're back with Letha Grimes, Maryland DNR Inland Fisheries. And Letha, we were talking about some of the changes to the regulations that are being proposed for places up in western Maryland for the extending the north branch of the Potomac River catch and return, and also changing the classification closure period on a couple of waterways up there. So let's talk about the trout stamp. They're talking about changes to the trout stamp. What's all going on with the trout stamp thing?
Okay. Well, this year in the legislative session, the law was changed. Before the law was written, that it required a trout stamp to possess trout and fish, or to fish in a special catch and return trout management area.
Right.
So the law was changed that the department shall adopt regulations to establish fishing areas where a trout stamp is required. That was done because when the old law was written, there were really only one special trout, you know, management area, which we only had catch and return areas.
Right.
Now we have different management areas, such as like zero creel, trophy trout, delayed harvest.
I see.
So this is just to better define and the trout stamp requirements.
Okay. I got that. So back in when the days that the original regulation was written, I'm just kind of reiterating here what you were saying, we didn't have all these special areas. We just had stock,
right.
Just had stock and catch them and go for it. Now with the artificials only, put and take, catch and release, trophy trout, all
delayed
the things
harvest,
you mentioned,
yeah
delayed harvest, all that. So it became more complicated. So you're just basically redefining what waters require a trout stamp to fish them.
And how we wrote the regulation it's going to read to catch, attempt to catch, or possess trout. You need a trout stamp.
I see. Okay. Well, that's pretty simple. Then,
yes.
So it's just clearing things up.
Yes.
I got it. Okay. All right. So that's part of the. That's part of the regulation changes that affect your area up there in western Maryland. But there are more. Are you prepared to talk about more of those, like the nanticoke and the creel limits and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we get to the Eastern Shore. There, the scoping regulation talks about a legal dividing line on Barron Creek, which is a large tributary to the Nanticoke River. There's no legal dividing line on Barron Creek. So what they're talking about is putting a dividing line at the U.S. 50 bridge. An alternate site is the site of an old mill dam slightly downstream.
That was what was proposed. I think that we're leaning toward the U.S. 50 bridge.
Right. Now, what's the dividing line? Is that a title, non-title?
It divides the tidal water from the non-tidal water.
Mm-hmm.
Because with certain species, you know, the regulation could be different in tidal waters.
Kind of like what they did with the Susquehanna years ago, where they moved it just right up to the Conowingo Dam, basically. And that was it. It used to be downstream further to some point between points and that type of thing. So.
Right. So, I think it was just brought to our attention that there wasn't a dividing line there. So,
okay, so somebody said, "Let's."
This is just
All right, and here's the interesting one to me. This is to increase the possession limit to twice the daily creel limit for certain non-tidal fish species, and then change the daily possession limit for yellow perch. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, so we've got, let's say, chain pickerel. The daily limit is 5. That would allow you to possess 10. And the discussion says that a lot of these are panfish, but what they're saying is the proposed regulation is ordered to maintain consistency with having a double the daily creel possession limit on all species except American eel and baitfish. By increasing the possession to twice the daily creel, it will allow someone who may be on a multi-day fishing trip to the ability to keep more than one daily limit without having to consume them each day. So basically, somebody's camping and they've got their five trout or whatever it might be. You're going to allow them to keep 10 because they just maybe they want to take them home. Is that kind of the way I'm reading this?
Yeah, say if you're on a two-day fishing trip, the first day you catch your daily limit of five.
Right.
Technically, if you would go out then the next day and start fishing and you caught more, and you would have, say you caught two more. Now you have seven in your possession because you wanted to take those trout home.
Right.
And before, well, maybe that's not yet, you were only allowed to have five. So there you go.
Right.
You'd be over the possession limit. So basically this was done because of, some anglers up in the, for walleye, if they wanted to take more. So believe me, as a group, we went round and round with this one, and we just thought, to keep things consistent, we would just double the daily creel limit.
Right.
Just to kind of keep things simple, or not really simple. Well, to keep it consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, looking at, say pike.
Yeah, there's a number of them listed here. Chain pickerel goes from a daily catch to 10 in possession. Muskie and tiger muskie goes from daily limit to two possession limit. Northern pike 2 to 4. Striped bass and hybrid striped bass 2 to 4. Statewide trout from 2 to 4. Put and take trout 5 to 10. Walleye 5 to 10. Yellow perch in the non-tidal streams and river possession. The daily limit is 10. Possession limit is 20. And then are there any? Is the yellow perch thing is? I'm not sure why that's a special deal, but it seems like it's noted above. Change the daily and possession limits for yellow perch. Is that going to change in the tidal waters as well?
No. This is just non-tidal.
Okay. All right.
Just non-tidal.
What is the daily limit on yellow perch now?
The daily?
Yeah.
I believe in...
I think it's 5, isn't it?
No.
Is it more than that?
I don't think there was a limit.
Oh, okay. So they're changing it to 10. I get it. All right. So it's going to be, excuse me, it's 10 yellow perch, 20 possession in all the non-tidal streams and rivers, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, it doesn't say anything about the impoundments or anything like that, so I don't know if there's a change there or not. But the streams and rivers, it's 10, non-tidal.
Right.
Okay, moving on. Anything else in the scoping regulations that, there's a lot of them. I talked about blue crab, and there's some equipment stuff that there's going to be changes to. For example, change the word bow to archery equipment for commercial and recreational use when it comes to fishing, for the housekeeping action to better characterize the gear that people are using. Department would like to change the definition from bow to archery equipment. Archery equipment better encompasses the gear that individuals use and is consistent with the terminology used by the Wildlife and Heritage Service. The definition includes vertical and crossbows, so rather than just bows and that type of thing. And people use them for carp and gar and snakeheads and catfish and that type of thing. So
Okay. All right. Well, all these regs plus what you just spoke about, and probably some more.
Oh, there's tons of them.
Are all on our regulation scoping page, and that can be found at dnr.maryland.gov.
Right.
/fisheries/page/regulations.
All that. Just go on. If you get to the DNR website,
just type in regulation scoping.
Yeah, just scoping. I'm going to type in scoping here right now and see if it comes up. Let's see what happens. We're waiting.
Yeah, they just, our website was just updated recently, and,
right.
A lot of pages, and, you know, they're trying to clean things up.
Right.
So, but anyway, if you do get to the page, we definitely want your feedback.
Yes, tell us about how we do that.
Okay. You can
By the way, I put in scoping in the search bar up at the top, and this page popped right up, Maryland Scoping, a Possible Regulation. So.
Great.
Yeah, that's
great.
Perfect. Okay.
That's usually the easiest way to find it. Just type in your search bar. We'd like to get feedback on the potential impacts and reasonable alternatives to the actions, so that, you know, our management actions can be developed for these regulations. And it's put out there so that we do get the constituent feedback.
Right.
So, please get on the website and check it out.
There's actually a little PDF on there. If you click on it, it says "Learn how to get involved with fisheries management," and that's pretty interesting. Talks about how to get involved. You can go to a scoping meeting. You can find the information on the website. You can get the fishing rules, information about legislation. Mid-Atlantic Fisheries Management, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and then, of course, there's a link right there at the top of the page. It says, "Please, if you have questions regarding the proposed regulations, please email them to the regulatory staff." And it's just a good thing to let the department hear from the public, because you do indeed. Base a lot of your decisions on public input, no question.
Yeah.
And of course, Fisheries Advisory Commission, that would be the Sport Fish Advisory Commission. Have these scoping regulations, potential regulations, been run by those guys? And this is kind of a after the deal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All these have already been run through our Sport Fish Advisory Commission.
They have already been vetted and that type of thing. So, and if you go down all the way down to the bottom of this page, it says, if you'd like to submit written comment, please email fisheriespubliccomment.dnr@maryland.gov. So you got a whole website there. By the way, Letha, if you would like to inform the folks that are in charge of IT, when I click on that link, a box comes up and says, "Could not perform this operation because the default mail client is not properly installed."
Okay.
So if somebody wants to comment on this page, they're not going to be able to do it.
Okay.
Just thought you'd like to know that.
That's great.
Usually
I check these things out, but like I said, I think these were just put up yesterday.
And, right, they were.
I haven't had my internet. Yeah, so all right, I will.
Reach out to Mike or one of those guys, or Paul, or one of the, you know, one. that'd be interesting now that we put it out there on the radio. People want to comment on it, and the link's not working. So, yeah, it's that one right at the bottom, fisheriespubliccomment.dnr@maryland.gov. So, anyway,
okay.
August 28th, last day to comment on all this stuff. And look, there's more to these scoping regulations. There's some changes coming to tuna. And The gear type of thing is extensive on the gear that we're talking about as far as bow fishing for commercial use and all that type of thing. So it's interesting that people that are involved in bow fishing, people that are involved in tuna fishing, people that are involved in some of these offbeat. I say offbeat. I mean, I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but, you know, fin fish trot lines and bow fishing and gigging and star baskets, bush bobs, bank poles and dip nets and, you know, that kind of stuff. So
have you ever dip netted?
I have never dip netted. I know people used to do that for...
I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, for...
That's one of the regs that we were... You know, we're looking to just, you know, limit that now, but I believe that they're going to get rid of the bush bobs and pole banks.
Right.
They're kind of, I don't know if there's too many people that bush bob anymore.
I don't know. I don't know anybody that does a slat basket either. I have no idea what that is. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Well, I guess they can read about it if they want.
There might be one person out there still, so.
You never know.
We'll find them if they're still out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Find them and arrest them. That's what you need to do. So.
That's right.
All right.
We hope by putting this out there, we'll find them.
Exactly. All right. Letha, we're going to take another break. You're welcome to stick with us to the end there if you'd like and have a few closing remarks and hang on there. We'll get right back to you here shortly, okay?
All right.
All right. Hey, folks, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. There are some rebates on some Browning firearms. I'm not going to lay them all out for you, but there's a program in effect where you can get money back if you buy a Browning firearm. But I do want to tell you about a couple of them. There's the BPS pump shotgun, 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models, even 12- and 20-gauge rifled deer barrel models available. This gun comes in a variety of different styles. The one I'm looking at has the Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo on it. It's got 3 Invector Plus choke tubes. Bottom ejection is the big thing with the BPS. You don't have shells flying out the side that get, hit your buddy in the side of the face. So they go right in the bottom of the duck blind and or the goose pit, and you don't have to worry about them shooting all over the place. Then there's the Maxis. This is an autoloader. Waterfowl hunting perfection. You want to take a look at this Maxis if you're considering a new auto loader. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, a new power drive gas system, reduces recoil. This is a nice, smooth shooting firearm from the folks at Browning. And then the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balance, and softest shooting recoil operated auto loader on the planet. A little different ejection system and reload system. It's the recoil operated system, been around for a long, long time. The one I'm looking at is in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades Camo with a DuraTouch camo finish, fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver that made the A5 famous. It's balanced, it's recoil operated kinematic drive system. It's an auto loader, which means it's a semi-auto, if you want to call it like that. 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee, all from Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning headquarters. Available at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. By the way, Browning ammo's out too. I just bought a box of 300 Win Mag and 155 grain. I can't wait to shoot it. So we'll give it a try. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108 is that phone number. Your full line Browning dealer. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Attention gun owners and hunters and shooters. Well, we want to tell you about a couple of different things. Redneck blinds, number one. The best deer blinds on the planet. That's what it says on their website. The best deer blinds on the planet. If you need a blind for the field edge, for deep in the woods or on the marsh, choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Rednecks, fiberglass hunting blinds. Their new soft side hunting blinds and their hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, your crossbow, your firearms, your shotgun, your muzzleloader, your rifle. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Stephen House. You check out the Redneck Blinds website, then you give Stephen a call for your suggestion or your selection at 301-331-2500. If you want to see one on display, head up to Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. See one right outside the door there. Attention gun owners and hunters and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland, is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, guess what? hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstate 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com or Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. Yep, 240-347-4906 is the phone number. Above precision, beyond accurate. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. You know Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Les Consolving. Join me every Sunday night, 10 to 1, for Uninhibited Radio on Talk Radio 688 WCBM.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday.
All right, let's go. Leith is going to stay on the line for a second, but we're going to talk to Tom Slavin to the end. Tom, good morning. How are you, buddy? How are things at the Upper Bay Gun Club?
They're going great, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Doing wonderful. What's going on?
Just wanted to check in with you.
Okay. Well, we're here. We talked the other day. I told the folks that sunflowers are good to go. The doves are flying, and we're looking forward to a great dove hunt.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I started chopping. The doves are starting to get in there and feed on those sunflowers. And
that's wonderful. That is wonderful. So we can't wait. Can't wait. September 17th, Maryland Hunting Coalition, mdhuntingcoalition.org website if you want to go. It's $150. We're going to have pulled pork for lunch from our buddies at the Grillmeister up there in the Upper Shore. And going to be a great time. We'll get together and have some lunch and then head out to the fields. You got four or five farms for us to go shoot?
Yes, sir.
Yep. And anybody listening from the shore that's involved, that's coming, we got a little 10-pack yesterday, which was pretty nice. You know, there are 10 guys that are all a bunch of friends coming. So that may be the group for one farm already taken care of. So I don't know how competitive these guys are, if they want to shoot it on the same farm or get different locations, but we'll figure that all out. And you're booked for the first day for the Upper Bay Gun Club, right?
Yes, we are. I had three big groups, two groups of 15.
Wow, nice.
And a group of 10, and we had a couple guys call in, so
yeah,
we're booked up for the first day, but we can handle, singles, family members, and, corporate if the company wants to entertain some guests.
Oh yeah, that'd be perfect. Yeah. Sure.
It's a great way to tell people thank you for your business.
Exactly. Good plan.
And I'll see you this afternoon.
We'll be up there. Yep. What time's it all kicks off at noon, right?
Yes, sir. It's the annual crab feast and fun shoot up at the Wilmington Trap Association.
Right.
We're going to eat crabs and play some shooting games. It's going to be a great time.
That sounds good to me, buddy.
All right. Look forward to seeing you, buddy.
Thanks, Tom. See you, buddy. Thank you. Letha, good morning. We had to talk to our buddy, Tom. So any concluding remarks before the music starts?
Well, just to reiterate, we welcome your feedback. So get on the website, check out the proposed regulations, and let us know what you think. And, of course, I will get working on getting that link fixed for you so you can answer comments.
That sounds good. That sounds wonderful.
Or do I dare? You can send them to, I don't know if that goes to Jacob or Tammy. But we'll work on getting that link fixed.
Okay, that sounds good.
Comment.
Yeah, sounds wonderful. Perfect. So, all right. Well, Letha, we appreciate you joining us here this morning, and I know you do great work with the kids and the women in the outdoors. Is it women in the outdoors or becoming an outdoors woman?
Becoming an outdoors woman.
BOW. Right. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, our workshop filled
women.
Up.
Yep.
We opened up registration and filled up in 4 days.
Nice. Well, good. Yeah. I thank you for being a guest on the show and, stay in touch.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, stay in touch on the youth stuff and let us know what's going on down the line with that, okay?
All right.
You have a great day and a great weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There goes Lee. All right, folks, that brings us to the end of the show. We hope you learned something this morning. We try to be entertaining.